Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 years.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause, the mustache.
Wani, hanging out with Molly and Haw every Tuesday.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dave Wannstedt.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love talking to Dave Wannstedt on a weekly basis. And Dave joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing well. Yes, absolutely. Just kind of waiting like everybody. And, you know, the whole interview process with the Bears, I know that's the hot topic, and it should be in Chicago. You know, the Zoom has added a whole nother element to this thing. You know, back in the days, think about it, guys. You had your three or four top guys that you were interested in, GM, head coach, and you flew them in. You spent the day with them. You went out to dinner, on and on, and then you narrowed it down and made a decision. Now with the Zoom world that we all live in, I mean, God, I mean, how, you know, it's 10, 15 guys that they're talking. They're doing two interviews a day. You know, I just hope that it doesn't get watered down to the point where, you know, it gets confusing.
Right. Well, Dave, let's get to that, though. Does that expand your reach and give you more options, or does it complicate the process because you are maybe taking more time than is necessary?
No, I think it expands your reach. I mean, you know, it's because there's probably a few candidates out there that aren't on anyone's list without getting any names that the Bears have talked to, GM and head coach. And you just never know, I guess, when it's going to click. You know, I go back to when the Steelers hired, you know, a Mike Tomlin. I mean, it was Russ Grimm's job in Pittsburgh, and Tomlin came in for an interview. Now, that was not a Zoom. That was an in-person, the old school way of doing it. And Mike ends up with the job. So, you know, just because they met him and it just clicked the way the Rooneys felt and how he, everything about the interview, it just felt good and it made sense. And obviously it worked out. So I think there's probably advantages to it. I don't know if 15 guys is too many, you know, I mean, less is more, you know, sometimes, but yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. And you know, it's still ongoing. So they've got three or maybe four finalists, but they got Dennis Allen on Zoom today. So we don't know if they're going to add more. I'm not sure how to read it, Dave, but they are going to get to, Ryan Poole's here today and will be at Halas Hall. So they're moving forward on the GM front fairly, quickly.
And Molly, I listened to both you and David earlier, and you were talking about hiring a defensive coach and you know, and I hate referring back to the day and when I was there, but you know, in my situation, we came in and I hired Ron Turner and we were doing a nice job. I mean, we didn't have the players obviously, that they have now, you know, talent wise. But we were winning nine games and going to the playoffs, and then Ron got the Illinois job, and then all of a sudden things change. So that's what they have to be prepared for. Can you do what Nick Saban did, and can you do what Bill Belichick said and said, regardless of who is my offensive coordinator, this is the system that we are running, and it's not going to change. I mean, I think that's the only way to address it when you hire a defensive coach.
Dave, did you ever have a McCaskey pick you up at O'Hare for a job interview? Like George did last night for Ryan Poles?
No, I did not. Jeez, I got slighted. I was in the back burner, I guess. I guess I wasn't a priority. Come on. I did not know that.
Yeah.
But I had Michael, God bless him, I had Michael fly down to Dallas. And we met down there face to face. So there you go. I one-upped them on that one.
There you go. It is an interesting approach, though, having George walk through O'Hare in jeans and his letter jacket with next to Ryan Poles, the young general manager candidate.
God, that sounds like an offer to me, does it?
It's interesting.
That sounds like an offer.
Hey, Dave, we've got a special guest joining us now. We are delighted to welcome in Terry Bradshaw to the program. Terry also joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And anybody that knows anything about Bears history knows that in 1969, the Bears went 1-13, and it came down to a coin flip for the first overall pick. And I believe that Dan Rooney, who had been taught by his dad, let the other guy make the mistake, Ed McCaskey pick the coin flip, and lo and behold, Terry Bradshaw ends up as a Steeler, and the Bears miss out on him, and what could have been four Super Bowls lost in one coin flip. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, everyone. But I would not have – just because you would have gotten me doesn't mean you're going to win four Super Bowls unless you brought all of that bunch over from Pittsburgh.
So, you did it by yourself. That's the word.
Oh, well, of course I did. Why would anybody question that?
Hey, Terry, didn't you tell me the story that you were actually going to head out fishing? You thought you were going to be a bear or something?
No, my dad stopped me. I was backing my boat out on my truck. I was going, the sand bass were schooled up. On some sandbars that I was familiar with at Toledo Bend. And so I was going fishing. And, hey, listen, the draft in 69 was nothing like it is today. And I did not know about a phone call that my father had received assuring him that I was going to be the number one pick. I didn't buy it. I'm thinking, you know, possibly second, third round. Only team I knew anything about scouting me were the Saints, who spent almost all year in Ruston. And so I not understanding the draft at all, of course. That doesn't mean anything, but it did to me. And I thought, well, there's the team I'm going to. I'm going down to New Orleans. You know, second, third round, you know. I'm going fishing. I didn't make it fishing, and I went, you know, the first pick. So, and obviously the Bears, but I'm not sure if the Bears would have drafted me. I don't know the story. It's been so long, but maybe they would have. I don't know.
Terry, have you ever seen an NFL playoff weekend as exciting as the one you just experienced?
No, I haven't. I think everybody, Dave, I know I hadn't talked to you since we left last week, but I don't think any of us have ever seen four games go down to the wire, 3-1 by field goals, 1-1 by a touchdown in Kansas City. I've never seen that much excitement in a football game or in a bunch of football games, playoff football games. So many questions unanswered, you know, with Stafford with the Rams and Brady going for number 8 Super Bowl. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. If they lose, you know, is he out of there? And Jimmy Garoppolo's thumb, and they don't want him. And he's good. He, you know, good Jimmy means they love him. Bad Jimmy, they hate him. And so many. And then, of course, Buffalo, Kansas City was just that. You know, that was the cherry on top. That was first half. I fell asleep. My wife woke me up for the second half, and I never seen it really. It was just so electrifying, you know, just up and down, and all the games were just really, really exciting football games.
Well, as you can imagine, the people of Chicago were beyond delighted to see Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers run out. I am not kidding you. It was like the biggest party in town. My phone blew up. There were so many people calling me. It was extraordinary. The reaction, you know, there's a great video out there where Robbie Gould has the football under his arm and he's running, and Jimmy G runs up to him and says, "You are a blanking legend. Blank the Packers." And Jimmy is from the suburbs here in Chicago. I'm telling you, that people went crazy over that. The people of Chicago, it was like the Bears are headed to the Super Bowl watching the Packers lose.
Well, we all know he owns you.
Exactly. And the Niners own him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's 0-4 against the Niners now. Well, it'll be interesting, right, Coach, to see. I don't have any inside information like Dave has, but I would suspect him losing like they did. I would suspect he will try to go somewhere else. Dave, I don't have anything to base that on. What the offseason was like last year and the comments after the game, and he could have just shut it down right there and just said, you know, no, I'm coming back here. They've done everything. They've proven to me they want to win. But once again, he lost in the championship game. So,
yeah, I don't know if they. I don't know if they have the money, Terry. You know, I don't know if they have the cap room to afford him. And if Davante Adams is not part of it, you know, he's not going to be part of it. Now, how are you going to sign them both? So, hey, Terry,
Go ahead.
Yeah. We know all about your bourbon here in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about your
talking football.
I want you to talk. You've been nice enough to come on with us, the fellows. Talk about your documentary coming up and stuff. Seriously, for a minute. You go ahead.
A documentary is coming up, I think, December 1st.
February 1st, 8 p.m., HBO.
Yeah.
Yep. Here in Chicago. Yep.
It'll be I listened to it. My wife played it in the car yesterday because she knows I won't watch it. And I was a little uncomfortable. You know what? Heck of a job. I can't talk about myself. It's too vain. But I would simply say I think people will see a side of me that possibly knew it had to be there somewhere. But I think it's good. You know, hey, Dave, you know what's cool about the documentary is that I was doing shows at the Clay Cooper Theater in Branson, and we shot it right there. The only time I could do it, I did a show at night, and then after that, we'd relive the stage, and I'd go out and do the interview, the two nights of interview. I think it's good. If you want to watch it. If you don't. I mean...
Right.
Watch it. It's called Going Deep.
Right,
yeah. It premieres February 1st, 8:00 in Chicago on HBO. And you can also it's going to be available for streaming on HBO Max. So it is and it's not just about football. In fact, it's not as much about football, right? It's about your life and the struggles you've had and things you've had to overcome.
Right. It goes through me not going to a major university. It goes to the relationship with Chuck Noll. It goes through the depression and the marriages. I mean, they asked me, I answered honestly. I think all your listeners will realize that I'm very open and honest with all my answers. I may get sued by one of my ex-wives out of this. But if you watch the Fox show, you know I've given away millions of dollars, and I have no money left to give.
Hey, Terry, just to jump into the Bears here before you got to go. We were talking earlier. You know, it looks like, and who knows? You know, that three of the four final coaching candidates are defensive guys now. And you know, with Justin Fields here, how do you see that thing? Does it make a difference in your mind? Defense, offense, you know, all that stuff. What's your thoughts there?
Hey Dave, doesn't it seem as though if on one hand the Bears or any NFL team, if they fire a coach that was an offensive-minded coach, they tend to get a defensive coach, and if that guy doesn't work, they go back to an offensive coach. A great coach, we don't know who they are. They pop out of the woodwork. I mean, you get them and you don't know. You don't judge up in New York. You didn't know. I mean. That guy was strange. But, I mean, you don't know if you got the right guy, because being a great planner of game plans, bringing in the proper people, your quarterback is going to need a really good quarterback coach that can help him, keep him stable. You're going to need an offensive coordinator to design an offense that fits his quarterback skills. If, in fact, that's what you're going to. And the NFL is going to great quarterbacks that have the ability. And we saw it in Kansas City and Buffalo, to great quarterbacks that were big and strong, could throw it from the pocket, and then they could run it. And some of those were designed runs. And you have that in field. So it doesn't matter to me how you go, as long as you get the right guy this time. Listen, every time you miss on a head coach, every time you set your team back, you don't move forward. You set your team back. Now you got to start over after 3 years, or I guess he was there three or four. I can't remember, but who cares? He's gone. So now you got to pick up the pieces. And so maybe he made some bad drafts. Maybe he drafted for offense. That didn't turn out. So your general manager and your head coach better have an understanding of talent and get those people in there that can help you win football games. And if Fields is your quarterback, you've got to get him some weapons. Listen, Dave knows me well, and Dave knows I'll scream this till I go to my grave. I don't care how talented Tom Brady is, and I don't care if Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Herbert in the Los Angeles Chargers, Matthew Stafford, I'm happy for him, by the way. You better put some pieces around him. You better give him weapons. And you better give him a chance to go through progressions with a good offensive line. A running game would be great. And Chicago has always had the run in mind, which I love. You've got to do that. Just opens up so much. But you better have the pieces. You think Tom Brady would have been great in New England with all that? No. Terry Bradshaw in Pittsburgh? No. Tom Brady in Tampa Bay? No. Drew Brees down in New York? No. You better put people around him that can move the sticks and score touchdowns. And you got to protect it.
Terry, thank you. Great stuff. Really appreciate it. We'll watch that doc. Really appreciate your
time.
Thanks,
Terry.
Okay.
I'm not through.
I want to talk some more.
Hey, hold on. We'll bring you back. It's up to you.
No.
All right, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.